Hello, this is Pete Townsend, and I'm going to be playing tracks from my new record, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes, and there's a stupid title of the year award I think I get for that. I'm starting off straight away with a track called Stop Hurting People.
A love born once must soon be born again. A spark that burned then died, leaving cinders to be fanned by the wind and thrown to flame. Flames like tongues impassioned in a moment's burst. Tell me, friend, why do you stand aloof from your own heart?
This next track is one of the most experimental tracks I did on the record. I tried all kinds of things on this. Took the word communication and broke it up into little bits. It's called Communication. The next song I want to play, Slit Skirts, is a song really about, I'm 37 years old now, I've been in the rock business for a long time, about how, what it's like to be middle-aged and getting older, irrevocably, inevitably getting older, in a world of music that is changing all around us all the time.
I was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears.
California. I was over there taking a break earlier this year in January. And although California is supposed to be the Garden of Eden and all that, every time I've ever spent any time there, it's always been pissing down with rain. It was this time. But nonetheless, there was still the same air of ennui as Holmes used to say. I'm suffering from ennui, Watson. It's another word for boredom. But it's a very pleasant boredom that you endure in California. I popped up to see Joe Walsh when I was there and asked him how the Eagles, what the Eagles were doing. He said, "Hey, we're not doing anything, man." And it inspired this song, which I wrote in the Tom Waits tradition while I was over there. And it's a song called Exquisitely Bored.
Is empty, no coffee for my cream. Dogs howl in the alley, crazy women scream. Some kids shout from their pickup truck.
This next track was also written in California earlier this year. This is about the other side of California, LA, Hollywood, fast cars, and everything else. And it's called Stardom. Stardom in Acton. That's my two brothers' life story, I think. Was mine for a long time. Acton is the town I was brought up in, born in, and I suppose it's the only place on the planet when I was 16 years old that I ever wanted to be a star. I'm sure I could walk up Acton 9th Street now and nobody know who the hell I was. Let's play the single from this album. It's quite a confusing title, this. It's called Face Dances Part 2. It's got absolutely nothing to do with The Who's last album at all. It's just coincidence, folks.
I watch you sit and twitch you with a match between your teeth. You seem to have a knack of moving. It's in time to the beat. Face dances tonight.
chances, moonlight. Face dances tonight. Late chances, moonlight.
I can't be distracted by the stuttering of the kids. I just sit enraptured by you.
Maybe I could tell you a little bit about what's happening to The Who at the moment, because The Who are back in the studio at the moment recording, and we're having a really good time making a record. We're using our old producer Glyn Johns, who is probably really dates back a long way with the band. He was the engineer on The Who's first album, and he is the engineer on the classic My Generation for The Who, and we're really making an album quickly at the moment, trying to tackle things that we feel very strongly about, and the world is not in a wonderful state at the moment. It's difficult to add levity to what is quite a serious problem in this country at the moment. It's a reflection of what's happening in the world. And this song I wrote last year, it's actually called Uniforms, and it's not meant to be about military uniforms. It's meant to be about every other kind of uniform that we see in this country, but it makes you think.
Neither does this mindless clatter. It don't matter where you're from. What matters is your uniform. Wear your braces round your seat. Dr. Martin's on your feet. Keep your bonnet very neat for credibility on street.
We are marching next to war. We won't be obscure no more in uniform.
This next track, that is called Prelude on the album, is actually quite a short piece. And I'll play Sea Refuses No River, another song from the album, after it. I think it speaks for itself.
Sometimes, walking through the streets of this city, I see all the faces of the winners and the losers.
This is one, North Country Girl. It's often called Girl from the North Country. It's a song I first heard performed by Bob Dylan back in 64, I think. And has since has been a great version done by Roy Harper on an album of his called Valentine. I've always wanted to do this song. And the deliberate mistake at the end of this record, I've changed the lyric, is the word fallout.
When you travel to the green hills of air, where the sea breaks windows on the borderline, remember me to a girl who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine.
The last track from the album currently out, Chinese Eyes, is a track I wrote quite a long time ago, almost 2 years ago, and I included it on this record. It's a strange song. It really is, in a way, the most autobiographical thing I've ever done. It's really, I suppose, about how good things can happen to people, and sometimes those things can be too good. And the track's called Somebody Save Me.
I stood at the door beside her, but she wouldn't let me pass. I was such a bore and I lied to her. I said I didn't really want her ass. I went away in the mud and rain. The gang became snide and laughed. I was slayed, but I smiled and the pain began to subside.